So I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes and just take that deep, deep breath. Become comfortable in your seat and then just let go. Just let go of all that is keeping you from being fully present right here, right now. And then let's take another deep, healing breath, feeling your body relax as you exhale. And one more deep breath, feeling your lungs expand as your consciousness expands with that deep inner knowing that you and God are one. And let's just, right here, right now, continue our normal breathing, knowing that with every breath we take, we are moving inward, Godward, into that secret place, that inner sanctuary of our souls, where pure divine love and peace and joy abide. And in this moment of sacred community and sacred communion, know that you are one with your divine parent, that all that God is, you are here to express on this earth. Love, power, wisdom, discernment, order, and peace, pure, everlasting, divine peace. Feel that peace moving through you now, from within you to the outside of you, into this sanctuary, into your life, and into the world. You are the expression of peace that permeates the universe, and everything and everyone is being enfolded in your loving peace. It is through your partnership with God that divine peace flows into the world and dissolves hate and bitterness and harmony. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with each one of us. And now, dear God, sweet Spirit, help each one of us stop persecuting ourselves. Help us release anything that we need to release in order to embrace what is spiritually true. Help us release fear and anger, worry, resentment, any limitations we have imposed on ourselves and on others. And I invite each of you now, just for a few moments in the silence, to ask God what it is that needs to be sanded away from your life, what it is that you need to release in order to see yourself and others as spiritually whole. And then once you have those attitudes pictured, I invite you to mentally start sanding away. Yes, there may be friction. Yes, your human self may want to resist the process, but you don't do this work alone. You do it with the power and the presence of God. And so surrender to that power now, allowing God's love to dissolve all that needs to be dissolved in the silence. And dear God, sweet Spirit, we thank you. Our hearts are full of gratitude for guiding us in developing the attitudes being taught by Jesus. Help us to be open and receptive, to be eager to know you more, to surrender to your will of ever-unfolding good, to have a burning desire for right thinking and spiritual insight, to be your unconditional love an abiding peace on this earth. And for that love, that love that loves us no matter what we've done or left undone, and for the guidance of our wayshower, Jesus Christ, we are so grateful. And so it is, and so we willingly allow it to be, in the name and through the power of the eternal Christ. Amen and amen. And let's seal our time of prayer and meditation today by prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the